Good morning, everyone. This is the Joy Business Report. Coming up, government targets end of February to conclude debt restructuring negotiations with commercial creditors. Also, approximately 6 out of 10 Ghanaians are not saving for retirement. We have more in a report. Plus, Ghana National Tanker Drivers Union threatens to strike as it gives the National Petroleum Authority a month ultimatum to address its conditions of service after a year of negotiation or agitation. We've got details of these and many others for you shortly. Thanks so much for your company. I am Pius Kojobaka. A look now at our stories. And government is hoping to conclude negotiations on debt restructuring with commercial creditors and Eurobond holders by the end of this month. This is what Joy Business has picked up from persons with knowledge of the ongoing negotiations. George Yafe has more.
Government last month ended what can be described as the technical engagement with the Eurobond holders and commercial creditors in London. However, officials were tight-lipped about the outcome of that engagement. The Finance Minister, Ken Ofori-Atta, had initially told Joy Business that government is looking at reaching a deal with the bilateral and commercial creditors at the end of March 2024 in terms of restructuring their debts. Government is also looking at about 40% cut on the principal and interest rate on these Eurobonds. However, it appears most of these bondholders are not in favour of what the finance minister had earlier proposed. But if government is not looking at ending these negotiations by the end of this month, then one can say the finance minister might be making some significant progress when it comes to the restructuring of these commercial debts as well as the bilateral creditors. It is believed that government needs to finalize these negotiations on time, as it could be a condition in passing the second review under the IMF program. Closing the deal on time, according to sources, may also help in the resumption of some projects that have stalled over the past year due to concerns expressed by some of the bilateral creditors.
George Yafe there. Meanwhile, Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, has been given reasons why the government has been silent about the proposed terms for creditors.
Because we are now going to begin the negotiations with the bondholders, there are issues of comparability of treatment and all of that. So I'm sure at the appropriate time when the negotiations with the bondholders have advanced, I think you would have the opportunity to see the terms of the agreement that was reached by the OCC.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, speaking there. Now, approximately 6 out of 10 Ghanaians are not saving for retirement. That's according to the 2023 Old Mutual Financial Services Monitor. This is significantly higher amongst informal sector workers, younger and lower income earners. Here's more in this report.
The report also said only 18% are very confident that they have enough savings for retirement. Only 37% of respondents have started saving for retirement. Again, 7 out of 10 Ghanaians are hoping that their children may support them when they are old. There are no significant differences across age and income levels. Significantly, lower expectations amongst Ghanaians that the government will look after them when they are unable to support themselves. Meanwhile, consumers use a multitude of ways to save from formal to informal depending on needs. The top savings channels mentioned are the bank, mobile money, SUSU, or unbanked cash.
Business Desk report. Now, the Ghana National Petroleum Tanker Drivers Union has given a month ultimatum to the National Petroleum Authority to address its condition of service. The union says the NPA has delayed the implementation of a review of its salary structure after a year of embarking on a strike. National Chairman George Nyahunu says the union may be forced to embark on a strike again if the NPA delays in reviewing its salary structure. He's been speaking to my colleague James Ishen.
The condition of service, yes, it's in the pipeline. MP is working seriously on it. Yes, but we are timing them. I can tell you maybe ending of this month, if clearly we do not hear anything from MP concerning our salary structure, which a committee has been formed, okay, agreed, signed. We are only waiting for MP for implementation. All right? And we don't know how many days or how many months do they want them to take before they implement our remuneration for us. So we are waiting patiently. So I would like to use this opportunity to inform the authorities that tanker drivers are ready to serve the nation. But if our salaries or what we are demanding has not come to our pocket, then they should call either the authorities to be blamed.
George Nyaunu is the national chairman of the National Petroleum Tanker Drivers Union, speaking to my colleague James Ishen there. Now, the chairman of the Ghana Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, Dr. Steve Mattel, is calling on government to withdraw the emission levy and consult stakeholders widely before implementing such a tax. According to him, the levy in its current form is likely to affect many investments in the country's petroleum sector, as well as disrupt production in the oil fields. He therefore called for a more targeted levy which will promote the green economy.
I'm not too sure to the extent that Talo and other oil companies are going to pay these taxes. I'm not too sure whether they will continue doing what they have intended to do on their own volition. And so perhaps an engagement with the industry would have helped to design this particular tax in ways that takes into account efforts being made by industry and other people in mitigating their carbon footprints. I think we need more consultations. And so I wouldn't say it should be abolished, but at least withdrawn for further consultations so it can be redesigned to take into account all these peculiarities that I talk about.
Dr. Steve Mattel is the chairman for the Ghana Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative. More on taxes. Financial economist Professor Godfrey Popkin has advised government to design efficient processes of making revenue from the electricity sector rather than introduce taxes. He argues that there is the need to adopt prudent ways to reduce losses and wastage in the system. Professor Bobkin is of the view that there is no fiscal space to compel consumers to pay 15% value added tax on electricity.
From the entire value chain, from generation to transmission to distribution, you can see that, and even if you look at the revenue that ECG collects, ECG doesn't keep to the requirement of the cash water flow mechanism. Okay, that is part of the energy sector recovery plan and the rest of them. Okay, so there are real issues about liquidity management that we need to look at. Okay, and the inefficiencies there, which is also aided even significantly by politically connected transactions. Okay, through procurement that is mostly shrouded in lack of transparency and disclosure. Okay, that imposes costs.
Financial economist Professor Godfrey Bobkin there. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report.